So I'm Dalad Ahmadbey's third line from the bottom. We have so far two of the things that Rav said in connection with Hilchas Yom Tov, where Rava had said the halacha was likened. The first one was about the Beitza Shenoda, the Shabbos, that when Shabbos and Yom Tov are one before, right before, right after the other, that Rav says that the egg that was laid on one is also on the other. The second one was about Shnei Yom Tov Shogolius, that if it was laid on one, it's Mutter on the other. And now the third one is going to be about Rosh Hashanah. Here actually there's not really a machloikas of Rav in it, so I'm not sure why Rava had to say the halacha is like him, but okay. Anyway, Itman. Shnei Yom Tov Shorosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Da'amu Tavayu know the Bazaar Surah Bazaar. Rav and Shmuel both say that if the egg was laid on one day of Rosh Hashanah, that's also on the next one. In other words, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas. And now why is that different than, why is that different than any other two-day Yom Tov? Because we learn in a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Barishonah Hayimakabim Eidus Achodesh Kola Yom Koloi. Originally, they would listen to Eidim who came any time during the day, and once they checked them out, then they'd establish Rosh Chodesh on that basis. Pam Achas Nishtau HaEidim Lavoi. One time, the Eidim were late in coming, V'niskalkul Alavim Bashir. And the Levim were messed up as far as the Shira, what they should say. So Rashi explains like this. In the morning, when it comes to the Talmud Shal Shachar, usually the Edom hadn't shown up by the time they're bringing the Talmud Shal Shachar, so the general rule was that they would always say the Shir Shal Yom of the weekday. It could rarely happen. The Rambam describes even you could have a situation where Beis Din is able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh at the end of the 29th day. If they're able to see the moon, if Beis Din themselves, let's say, sees the moon shortly before Shkia, and they have enough time to quickly sit and say Mekodesh HaChodesh, then fine. But usually it wouldn't be like that. Usually, and you can't be Mekadosh, you can't accept Eidus HaChodesh at night after Shkia. So only the next morning, and usually by the time the Edom would come would be later in the morning. So by the time of Shoshachar, they never had a problem. They just, the takana was that they would say the shir shoyim of weekdays always. But now when it came in the afternoon, then they were messed up. The Gemara discusses there in Rosh Hashanah, what is it? Is it that they didn't say a shira at all, or is it that they said the shira of the weekday when in the end, later in the day, Edom came, and it turned out that it was Rosh Hashanah after all. Anyway, because of that, his skin mincha. They made a takana from then on that they accept Edim only until mincha, only until the Talmud Shaben Habayim, the Bo Edim and Amincha Olamayla, and if Edim come any time after that, Noyagin Oisayim Kodesh Olamacha Kodesh, then they treat that day as Kodesh and the next day, meaning because it's true that we don't consider that to be so what we do in effect is if the Edom don't come by that time, then we consider Elul that month, that year has 30 days. So in terms of counting that, what day is Yom Kippur, what day is Sukkot, we're going to count only from the second day. However, since the first day we were waiting for Edom to come, and we already kept most of it, B'kedusha, just in case they do come, because usually they do, then we would treat it as Kodesh as well. So you have to begin with then that when there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even Beis Din sometimes would be keeping the second one, not because of Suffolk, but because of a Takana to do that, to have a 2 day Yom Tov in that case. The Shir Shoyim was in the morning and in the afternoon, and then they had by the Musafim, we learned in Sukkah, they had one appropriate for the Yom Tov. So in the morning they would always say the Shir Shoyim of weekday. That's what Rashi says, because since most years, by the time they're bringing the Talmud Shal Shachar, the Edim haven't come yet. Therefore, to begin with, they said, let's not start making some years we're going to do one, some years we're going to do the other. It'll be confusing. Therefore, the blanket statement was that for the morning we're always going to do the Shir Shoyim of weekday. Then, under normal circumstances, sometime between the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shaman Abayim, the Edom will come. At that point, we'll bring the Karbonis Musaf, and later on, we'll bring the Talmud Shaman Abayim, and by those, we'll do the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. If based and calculated that the moon is not going to be visible anyway, then they wouldn't bother sitting and waiting for Edom to come. Fine. But in this case, they calculated the moon was visible, and Edom should have come in the morning, like they usually did. But they didn't end up showing up in time. Actually, Tosfos and a bunch of other Rishonim asked the question, why are we mentioning only what happened, what went wrong with the Shir Shoyon? What about, they didn't know whether they were going to bring the Korbanos Musaf or not? Because the same problem. You can't bring the Korbanos Musaf after the Talmud Rabban Habayim. So Tosfos says that actually maybe they could. This that we say, Aloha Hashlem Kola Korbanos Kulam, that all the Korbanos have to be brought between the two Tmidim, that's an Esser, and then in a case like this, where you have no choice, then you might be allowed to, especially Tosfos says, because it's an Esser of the Rabbim, so maybe that's strong enough to override it. Tosfos also brings a possibility that maybe they could bring the Tamid with a Tnai, that if Adib don't show up, this will be the Talmud, and if not, we'll consider this one of the Musafim. But Tosfos says that no, based on the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't seem to work out. Okay, anyway. So the point is, in other words, that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not always Mishum Safik. So outside, based in outside Eretz Yisrael, whatever, it would be a 2 day Yom Tov like any other, because we have a Safik when they were Mekadosh LeChodesh. But in the area based in itself, by them, they had sometimes 2 days Vaday. And therefore, because of that, it's considered, it's not a Safik like the other Yom Tovim, and therefore it can be considered one long Kedusha. By the way, we talked about yesterday about the Gemara mentioned, the Rav Asi used to actually make Avdolah from 1 day to the next. Now, we don't do that, even though it's true that by the other Yom Tovim, we do consider it a Suffolk, and therefore we do say, for example, that an egg that was laid on one is mutter on the other. The reason is, Rishonim say, because to do that would be a zilzul in Yom Tov. It would be like you're going to have Avdim and Kurdish L'chol. What do you mean? It's not chol. The fact is, the Chachamim made a takana that we should be keeping the second day of Yom Tov because of Suffolk, so therefore we do that. Okay. There is an interesting point, actually, the Minchas Chinuch brings up. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that the vast majority of years, Elul was 29 days. In fact, the Gemara tells us from Ezra until as far as we have records, as long as they were being the Kaddish Hapiria, we never find an Elul Ma'uba. We never find records of a 30-day Elul. So why couldn't they just rely on that most of the time, and bring the Talmud Rabbeinu Habayim and do the Shira on the assumption that Edom are going to come? And he says, because precisely the fact that Edom didn't come when usually they would come sometime in the morning, that itself takes away the chazakah that you have, and therefore that weakens the chazakah, and therefore they weren't sure, therefore the Levium, and we weren't sure what to do. Because maybe this year it'll be different, exactly. Yeah. So not the first one per se, but yeah, Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael shortly after the second Bismuth was finished, but yeah.
They even were very depressed.
Right, and then the pasuk continues by Yom Hasheni Nesfu, then they gathered together again. So there we have that's an example where we see that there was a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, but normally not. Right? Okay. So Omar Rabba, mitakonas Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh ve'elach beit muteres. So Rabba says, now on the other hand, the Mishnah there in Rosh Hashanah continues that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai eventually made a takana to go back to the old way of doing things. So then once it, so that you can accept the edim any time during the day, because eventually the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Tanan Mishachara Beis Hamikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai Shiyum Makablan Edus Achodesh Kol Hayom. Once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, then they don't have to be concerned about what's going to happen with the Korbanos Musaf and the Shir Shoyim, so therefore Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai put it back, the Takana, to the way it was before, that they can be Mekabel, Eidus HaKodesh, all day. So from then on, there's no such thing as based in making 2 days anymore. So, and people who are making it 2 days anywhere else is only because of a Suffolk, like any other 2 day Yom Tov. Therefore, Rabba says at that point, then the egg that was laid on 1 day of Yom Tov should be also on the, should, of, Yosha, of Rosh Hashanah, should be Mutter on the next one, because it would be like any other 2 day Yom Tov. We said before that Rab said that a 2 day Yom Tov, if it was laid on one, it's mutter on the other. So now, after Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai's takana, then that's the same thing. Amalei Abaya, how could that be? Says Abaya. V'harav u'shmul da'amu tavayu beitza asura. Didn't Rav and Shmuel, who lived long after Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, both say the egg is also? So obviously they hold that his takana didn't make a difference. Amalei, Rabbi says, what kind of question is that? Amin Allah Hanor, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, Ba'at Amati Rabu Shmuel. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, who the Tana did. You're answering me based on Rabbi Shmuel, who are Amiroyim, Adra, but then it means that Rabbi Yechim and Zakai's Takana overrides what they say, and the halacha can't be like them. So the question is, Ola Rabu Shmuel Kashim Asnissin knew, but they know what it says in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yechim and Zakai made this Takana, so how are they understanding it? And the answer is, like Kasha, Holon Vaholahu. It depends for us versus for them. Us meaning Bnei Babel, them meaning Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explained that in Eretz Yisrael they have only one day of Rosh Hashanah. And we'll talk about that in a second, because nowadays, of course, we don't have that. But in Eretz Yisrael, they keep one day, so therefore for them, you're right. It's Mutar on the second day, but for us in Babel, we're still making 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And it's not because of a suffix. It still goes back to that original Takana, that there were times when they were keeping 2 days in effect as a Vaday. So we can't say that now the reason we make 2 days in Chutz La'aretz has changed. We still have to go according to the original reason that it's a Vaday, and therefore it has to be like one long day. Right. The point is that even if in Eretz Yisrael there are times when they have to make 2 days because they can't be sure. Let's say a different area of Eretz Yisrael, you have to think about it. Wherever you have some particular place in Eretz Yisrael where the Beis Din is, the rest of Eretz Yisrael is still outside of range of people going and being able to tell them. So for them, sometimes they have 1 day, sometimes they have 2 days. So nevertheless, even when they have 2 days, it's still shtei kedushas. It has nothing to do with that original minhag. So it sounds like from this Gemara, and also as we're going to continue on Omer days, it sounds like Bnei Eretz Yisrael should have to keep only 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. We don't have that nowadays. So in fact, the Rishonim discussed that based on this Gemara and based on the continuation on Omud Beis. There are Rishonim who say that in fact that's how it should be. Now the Rif says based on the continuation of the Gemara later that no, it comes out from what the Gemara says later on that they have to. That nowadays it's not so. After they set up the Luach HaKavua as we have it now, then Bnei Eretz Yisrael always have to keep 2 days as well. On the other hand, different other Rishonim, so the Rif, for example, holds that way. On the other hand, for example, a Talmud of the Rif named Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees and says, in effect, what happens is, and different other Rishonim explain that the Hishita, that the Baal HaMor, for example, that in effect, what happens is nowadays, everybody knows the Kvius of Rosh Chodesh, in effect, all of Eretz Yisrael is considered like the Beis Avad, is considered like the place where Beis Din is, because they all use the same calculation. So therefore, they should only have to keep 1 day, same as after Rabbi Yechim and Zakai's Takana, where Beis Din is never keeping 2 days Yom Tov. It's either 1 day or the other day. And in fact, the Baal HaMor says that they used to do that for a long time in Eretz Yisrael until Chachamim came from Provincia, from the south of France, and convinced them and told them not to do that, and they have to start observing 2 days. So the Baal HaMor says actually that was wrong of them to do that, but Lamaisa, that's how it became, and that's how everybody does it. That's how everybody does it nowadays, like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishonim who hold that they have to do that. Based on, because the Gemara is going to continue later on and say that the Gemara is going to later on talk about what happens nowadays that we have, nowadays that we know Kibur de Yarcha, but we're going to talk about soon. What happened even after the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. We're going to get back there on Omer days, but yeah. So the Rif and other Rishonim understand that Gemara further on to be kind of overriding this one. When we say over here Holon v'Holahu, that the distinction is between us in Babel who always have to keep 2 days and Eretz Yisrael, the distinction would not really be. Good morning, Avramisha. The distinction would not really be between how many days are we keeping, but rather why are we keeping them, if anything. Okay.
What's that?
We were just talking about the fact that we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. We're holding in the middle of Hayam and Aleph. The line begins.
And what was the question?
We were just saying that in the Gemara, if you had joined a few minutes earlier, you would have heard the whole thing. But we were just saying that in Chutzlar, that's we're keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and in Eretz Yisrael, there was a machloek. Everybody agrees that we have to do that in Eretz Yisrael. There was a machloek that's Rishonim. Whether you have to, the maskana is that everybody keeps 2 days of Rosh Hashanah now, even in Eretz Yisrael. And unlike the other 2 day Yom Tovim, where it's a matter of suffix, and therefore the Mamanach Shach, one of them is really a weekday, and therefore, for example, an egg that was laid on one is mutter on the other. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we don't say that. We say to begin with, there's a takana that we have to keep both of them, and therefore it's considered one long day. This is, by the way,
what time did the shiur start today?
The shiur started at 6:30. That's I announced that on the WhatsApp group. Anyway, let's continue. This also, by the way, is relevant to why is it that we need a pre chodosh on the second night, a new fruit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And why is it by Tzkiyas Shofar that the Baal Tekeah has a new scarf or whatever? The reason is because, yeah, get into the question, given that we're saying that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Ha'arichta, do you say Shech Yonah on the second day? The other 2 day Yom Tovim, it's a given. The other 2 day Yom Tovim, it's a given that you have to say Shech Yonah the second day, because after all, it's a suffix. Yesterday might not have been Yom Tov at all, but Rosh Hashanah, you have that suffix. Lamaskana, the poskim say, you should say Shechionu, but nevertheless, in order to avoid the suffix, is why we have a pre-chadash, and why we have a new beged, by Tzkiyas Shofar, and that way, no matter what, even if the halacha is like the opinion that you don't say Shechionu the second day, you have reason to say Shechionu anyway. Okay. Getting back to the Gemara, but of Yosef Omer, after Takonas Rabbi Yechon and Zakav Eilach, Beitza Asura. Now, so Rabbah had said that after Rav Yechon ben Zakkai's takana, after he said that you're allowed to accept Eidus HaChodesh all day, then the Beitza should be mutter, because now it goes back to being a suffix, like any other 2 day Yom Tov. Rav Yosef says that no, even after Rav Yechon ben Zakkai's takana, the egg that was laid on 1 day of Rosh Hashanah still remains also on the other. My time, I have a dovish of a minion, because this is something that was assered by a group of chachamim who voted to make it kedusha achas. The original chachamim who made the takana that we don't accept edim in amin chol amayla. And the egg was included in that. The Gemara is going to ask later on that it doesn't seem that they made a specific takana about the egg. We'll get back to that point later. But in any case, so it was a dovish of a minion. B'chol dovish of a minion, sarich minion acha lahatiray. When you have something that was voted on by the chachamim, then you need another vote. You need another vote of the Chachamim later on in order to undo that. We don't say that automatically because the reason went away that therefore the takana should go away. And Amar Rabbi Yosef Minah Minallah. So Rabbi Yosef says, where do we see that from? That Davash of Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achalati, right? Dichtiv, you have like this before Matan Torah, well after Matan Torah rather, Hashem tells the Jewish people, Moshe reminds them about this in Parshas Vaschanan, Leich Emor Lahem Shuhu Lachem La'aleichem. It says, go tell them, return to your tents. To your tents, mashma, that you're allowed to continue normal family life. You're allowed to have tashmish again. So we're going to see on Amud Beis what exactly the proof is from this pasuk. Well, after Matan Torah, yeah. You have another pasuk that says, when the yovel, meaning the shofar, is mishoich, Rashi brings down on the base two possibilities. One is that mishoich means, like when you're blowing shofar and you do the last blast is extra long, like we do a tkiya gdola at the end, so then it shows that Matan Torah is over. The other explanation is b'mshoich hayovel, Rashi says, means when the shofar stops blowing, because he had throughout Matan Torah by hikol shofar holach v'chazik moed, and when it stops would be b'mshoich hayovel. Anyway, the pasuk says hema yalu v'har, then the people are allowed to go up on the mountain. Again, we're going to see on Amud Beis how this shows anything about Davar Shem Minyan. The Tanya or Tanan really, because it's Mishnas. Kerem Revai, Kerem Revai, so you have, we know the Torah tells us for the first 3 years of a tree, the fruit of it is Orla, it's also Bahana. The fourth year is Revai, you have Macholtas actually in Brachas, whether it's Kerem Revai or Netter Revai, does it apply to all trees, which is Netter Revai, or does it apply specifically to grapes, which would be Kerem Revai, so the Mishnah we're quoting over here says Kerem Revai. Anyway, so like this, the fruit of it has the dinim like Maaser Sheni. You have to take it to your shalayim and eat it there, and in kedusha and with certain other rules, or you exchange it for money and you take the money to your shalayim and yeah. So kerem revai ha'yo'ela le'yushalayim mahalach yom echa b'chol tzad. There was a takana of the chachamim that a kerem revai, that the actual fruit itself for one day's direction in each, for one day's journey in each direction from Yerushalayim should be brought to Yerushalayim. The takana was that if you have a vineyard in that area, you should not redeem the fruit for money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. You should bring the actual fruit itself. So, right. The Zuhi Tchoma and the boundaries of that area one day in each direction from Yerushalayim are as follows. All us in that self and the akrav us in adorim, you have over here in parenthesis, because instead of all us, it's supposed to be elas, and instead of self and adorim, are supposed to be switched around. The pashtus, the elas we mean over here is not a lot that nowadays at the end of Eretz Yisrael. That's a lot further than a day away from Yerushalayim. The pashtus is some other town with a similar name. Anyway, Akravas, Kafsa Vaferach identifies Akravas as a place near Shechem. So it's about a day's journey from Yerushalayim. So those two, Lud min amayr of the Yarden and Mizrach. On the west side, the boundary is Lud. On the east side, the boundary is the Yarden. So if you have a vineyard anywhere within that circle, then you have to bring the grapes themselves of Revai to Yerushalayim rather than being poured to them. So Ula, or some say Rav Baba Chana, said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Ma Tam, what was the reason for this takana? In order to beautify the marketplaces of Yerushalayim with fruit. There should be a lot of fruit available in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim, as opposed to if you exchange it for cash and you bring the money to Yerushalayim, then you don't have that. It's interesting. They bring the Yerushalmi, gives a different reason, in particular with grapes. This way there'll be plenty of wine available for the Nesachim. Okay. Vitanya. Now we learn in a brisa in that connection. Kerem Revai Hoyle Rabbi Eliezer Mizrach Lud. Rabbi Eliezer had a vineyard of Revai. It was in its fourth year. It was on the east side of Lud, Betzad Kfar Tovi, near Kfar Tovi. Now, if Lud is on the west of Yerushalayim, then the place, a place east of Lud is within that one day's walk of Yerushalayim. So therefore, so the takana is going to apply. The grapes themselves are going to have to be brought to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to bother with that, though, because it would be a big schlep to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ubikish la'kire la'anim. He wanted to be master of that vineyard to the poor people, and they'll bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. Omre lo tamidav, but it said this was already after the Churban. Omre lo tamidav, so his tamidim told him, Rebbe, kvar nimnu alecha chaveirecha v'hitiruhu. Your chaveirim have already voted on it, and were master it, that you're allowed to be part of it, and you're allowed to bring the money, instead. Now, this was after the... The Yerushalmi's reason about Nesachim for sure doesn't apply. But the Bavli's reason about the La'atir Shukri Yerushalayim of Paris to beautify the marketplace is right. So there's no marketplaces to beautify. Nevertheless, though, the Takana would have still applied if they hadn't voted to take it away. So therefore, then now, Rashi and Tosfos both talk about the question, Bichlal, would there be even the concept of bringing the money to Yerushalayim? After the Churban, does Yerushalayim even have that Kedusha to bring the money there? Rashi says they held that yes, it still has the Kidshal Asid Lavoi. So therefore something, either the fruit or the money, has to be brought to Yerushalayim. But they're saying that there was a Takana of the Chachamim, that specifically the fruit should be brought, that the Chachamim voted to take that away, and the reason they did is because now there's no La'atir Shukri Yerushalayim Lepeiros anymore anyway. Tosfos points out, by the way, that even if we say that they don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim, the Aniyim would still gain from it, because the halacha is that you could be mechalal even on a pruta. You could take a large amount and be mechalal on a pruta. So therefore, if he's mafkir these grapes for the poor people, then they would gain from it. They would be able to take many, they would be able to take hundreds of dollars worth of grapes and be poured to them on one pruta, and then they have to destroy the pruta, fine, but then they have all these grapes available for eating. And man chavirecha, Rabbi Yechanan Zakkai. Chavirecha that they meant over here is Rabbi Yechanan Zakkai, which the Gemara explains in Rosh Hashanah, by the way. Obviously, Rabbi Yechanan Zakkai is not Rabbi Eliezer's chaver, he's a Rebbe. But because these are Rabbi Eliezer's own Talmidim talking to him, it wouldn't be derech eretz for them, his Talmidim, to say your Rebbe. So therefore they talk, they speak of it as your chaverim, but he understood who they're referring to. Anyway, So the point is, taima d'nimnu. So we see only because they voted does the gzeira, does the takana go away. Haloi nimnu loy. So if they hadn't voted on it, even though the reason of after shuki or shalayim of peiros no longer applies, because now what he said after for the goyim who live in Yerushalayim, nevertheless though the takana would have still been effect if Rabbi Yechanan Zakkai and his beis din had not voted to cancel it. An interesting point, by the way, in that connection is when we talk about Dabash of Minyan, Sarach Minyan Achol HaTiroi, usually we say, for that purpose, that the second base thing that does that has to be greater B'chochmo of Minyan. So in that connection, when the Rambam brings this halacha, the Ravid says, what are you talking about? You see over here that earlier Chachamim of some previous generation made this takana, and we see that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, who's of a later generation, canceled it. He's not necessarily greater b'chachma over minyan. So the Kesef Mishnah says, how do you know Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is not greater b'chachma? When we had before, we had in Masech the Sukkah, all the great things about Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai that lo yiniach, and in not in a single detail of Torah that he didn't know, maybe he is greater, then maybe he is at least as great as the previous generation. And the Lechem Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah and the Rabbaz say, never mind that. The fact is, you see from the Mishnah over there, and the Mishnah says that there was a takana that eventually Yachzu Adavah L'Kamos Shehoya, they made a takana. This was only as like a temporary measure because temporarily there was a shortage of produce of fruit in Yerushalayim, and they wanted to offer Shukri Yerushalayim and Paris. So to begin with, the Beis Din that made this takana left it with a sort of that it could expire, it could be sunsetted if a later Beis Din decides, and therefore even a lesser Beis Din like Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai can change that. Tosfos, by the way, gets into an interesting point over here, which a number of other Rishonim also discuss the pros and cons of. What about if the takana itself was only made for a certain limited period of time? Do we say then that nevertheless you still need a later Beis Din to cancel it or not? So the question is when we're going to quote now the pasuk Yunachonim l'shloishes yomim, what does that mean? Does it mean that the iser of having relations was meant to be to begin with only for those 3 days, and nevertheless we see that we're saying sort of minyan achalati, right? Or does it mean be ready in 3 days for Matan Torah? And the Altig Shul Isha is open-ended until it's canceled by another Zera. So the Gemara says, Maiva Oimer. Now, the first two things that we brought, the first two things that Rabbi Yosef brought were two psukim, one about, the two psukim, So what are we doing with those psukim? How do those psukim tell us anything about davash minyan, tzorach minyan, achal ha-tiroi? So like this. Hachikama. Mechti ksiv hayu nechonim l'shloishes yamim altig shu alisha. The pasuk says, be ready for matan Torah in 3 days' time. Don't come close to a woman, meaning you're not allowed to have relations. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains the reason why they weren't to have relations during those 3 days is because then the woman might be poilet shichvas zera during those 3 days, and that would make her tomei like a bal keri. So once it says that, leich amor lahem shuvu lachem la'aleichem wamali, why does Hashem have to specifically say, now you're allowed to return to your wives? Meaning that you're allowed to have tashmish. Automatically, it should have been that it's only before Matan Torah, it's also, and now that Matan Torah is over, it's mutter again. Shmamina called davash minyan, sarach minyan achal atirah. Therefore, you have a proof that something that was decided the minyan, in this case, that Hashem himself said, then you need another minyan in order to cancel it. So Hashem himself needs to give that permission. Otherwise, we would have said that the isur tashmish continues to apply indefinitely. Or there are Mephoshim who say that, okay, maybe it wouldn't have meant indefinitely, maybe it would have just meant for the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, but whatever the case, the point is, in order to say, that's what Tosfos mentions on Amud Aleph, Hayu Nechonim, the Shloshes Yamim, Al Tikru Al Isha, doesn't necessarily mean for the next 3 days you're not allowed to have relations. It can mean be prepared in 3 days' time as Matan Torah. From now on, Al Tikru Al Isha. And therefore, you need a minyan acher in order to be makarit. Or maybe not. Maybe it meant that it was to begin with a sunset clause of 3 days, and nevertheless you need a minyan achar. So that's what Tosfos discusses, and that's what other Rishonim discuss about this matter of a time-bound takana, whether you need a minyan achar in order to cancel. So what, because, precisely because you have the pasuk Shuvah Lachem Aleichem, means Hashem had to specifically say that pasuk in order to cancel the previous takana. Now, but you might say maybe not. Maybe that Shuvah Lachem Aleichem is not, is just to tell them that, is to stress to them again the mitzvah of Oina. In other words, that, don't from now on, do less Oina. Make sure that you still do the mitzvah of Oina from now on like you're supposed to. In fact, actually, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that mentions that another reason why it had to say over here, Shuvah Lachem La'alechem, is because that makes the mitzvah of Pruhu something which was said originally before Matan Torah, because it was originally said to Adam and Chava, and later on reset after Matan Torah, Shuvah Lachem La'alechem, and therefore that's an example of a mitzvah that's only for the Jewish people and not for Bnei Noach. And in fact, there's a whole discussion over there in the Gemara and among the Goyim whether Goyim are chayiv in Piri Rivia. So you could answer that the reason why it says Shuvah Lachem La'alechem is because of that point. Nothing to do with the question of nothing to do with Minyan Achalati, right? Therefore, Toshma b'mshecha Yevel heima Yalu Bahar. Therefore, we have the second pasuk. When the Yovel is, when Bimshoicha Yovel, again, when it stops blowing or when it blows extra long, then they're allowed to go up on the mountain, meaning then the Isser of going up to begin with is cancelled. Now, why do we need that? Mechti Ksiv, Gamatzon Ra'abokra Al Yiru Amula Harahu. The Pasuk says that the cattle and the sheep should not graze on that mountain. Now, that Pasuk Rashi points out is by the second Luchas. But still, since it says Amul Ha'har Ha'hu, it implies as long as the Kedusha, the Shekhinah, is on the mountain, on Har Sinai, then the animals are not allowed to graze there. Therefore, we understand it was the same thing by the first Luchas. So why does it need to say B'mshecha Yevel Heima Yalu Bahar, B'mshecha Yevel Lamali? Automatically, we should realize that once Matan Torah is over, then they're allowed to go up on the mountain again. Therefore, that also shows you this point that you need a second minion. So Rashi actually mentions that the Shekhinah was there not just during Matan Torah; it actually remained there for almost the whole year until they left Har Sinai Chof Ir of the next year. Tosva says that no, that's not what it means. Even while they're still grazing at Har Sinai, once Matan Torah was over, then you're allowed to go up there. But Tosva explains, in other words, that you could have thought that as soon as the shofar stops, even though the Shekhinah is still there, then you're allowed to, and therefore you need to be told that not. But the point is, the fact that it needs to say Gamatzon V'Abokar Al Yiru tells us that you need a specific heter. Because it says that, so therefore you need a specific heter B'mshoich HaYovel to tell you that you're allowed to go back up onto Har Sinai. There's a sefer by an Achron, Rav Aryeh Leib Tzins, called Simchas Yom Tov. He wrote many sforim of Pilpulim and different things on different areas of Torah. So he gives over here an explanation. Poshet the fact. Why did it different than Rashi and Tosfos over here? Poshet the fact that by the Luchas Shnius it needs to again say Gamatzon V'Abokar Al Yiru. Automatically, that implies that after the first one, after Moshe came down the first time after the 40 days, that's it. So why would we need the B'mshoich HaYovel? It must be to tell us that you need a specific heter, that you need a specific posik to be matir. Now, continues Rabbi Yosef. Now, you would have still thought, based on those psukim, that fine, this concept, the minyan achalat tirei, only applies to things daraisa, like here are things that Hashem himself said. Alba v'drabonon loy, but where would we see that it applies to things that are bonon as well? Tashma, Kerem Revai. Therefore, we have the story of Kerem Revai. Well, Kerem Revai did Abbanon. This whole concept of bringing the grapes from one day's radius in Yerushalayim in every direction is only did Abbanon. And still, Rabbi Eliezer's Talmidim have to be telling him that you're Chaverim, meaning Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, and his Beistin were matter it, meaning that they needed to vote on it. It didn't automatically expire just because the reason went away. So now, v'chi tema, beit anami imnu Allah Rabbi Yechon and Zaka b'shariua. Now Rabbi Yosef finishes up. Now you're going to argue. In that case, then why don't we figure that Rabbi Yechon and Zaka is based in also voted about the egg and we're matter it as well? No, ki imnu a edus a beit alay imnu. We only find that they voted that you can accept edus a chodesh all day. We never find them voting anything about the egg. So the egg remains also because it was a davish of minion and it doesn't need it, and it needs a minion. But Abaya asked, there was no specific takana about the egg in the first place that you could say they voted to ask for the egg. It depends on the matter of edus. Once they had the point when they're not accepting edim, then automatically we say that the fact that they keep that day kodesh and the next kodesh is a takana, that is a takana, and automatically therefore the egg remains also consol yom arichter. And once then, and ishtiri edus, ishtiri beta. Once the edus is mutter to be accepted all day, so now you're back to like before that you only have one day vaday, and the other day if you're going to have a second day is going to be because of suffix. So therefore the egg automatically should be mutter. Now we've shown him ask, didn't Rabbi Yosef himself realized that point. What made him think that the egg was also a minion, that it should require a minion? So the Mitzvah says, okay, because you can have, something can be also incidentally of something else, and you still need, in order to be master it, you still need a minion acher, you still need a minion acher latir. So he's not bothered by a biased question. Okay, it was also not specifically a minion, but only as an outgrowth of something else. Nevertheless, in order to be master it, you'd still need something else. And the Rashba says that the fact is, even after Rabbi Yechon and Zakai Sakana, there are times when they have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, in particular people who are not near the Beis Din. So therefore, so in that sense, that part of the Takana still remains, and therefore the eggs still remain, therefore the egg can still remain also. Whereas Abaya says that no, the two things are interdependent, and it shouldn't be that way. Okay. Now, another opinion on it. Rav Ada and Rav Shalman, Tavayu Mibeik Luchis Amri, Rav Ada and Rav Shalman, who were both from a place called Beik Luchis, they say no. As a matter of fact, even after Rabbi Yechon and Zaka is takana, the egg is osur. Not because of what Rabbi Yosef said, because it's a davish of minion and it needs a minion acher, but for a different reason. My time, a meheri yibana beis mikdash, the beis mikdash will very soon be rebuilt. The yomru, and people are going to think, if you're allowed to eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, ashtakad milo yachal nebeit to the yom tov sheni, last year, didn't we eat an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and we ate it on the second day, hashtanami nechol, now we should be allowed to eat it as well, v'lo yadi, de ashtakad shtek dushasein, v'ashtak dushahasi. They're not going to realize that distinction, that last year it was too dushas, because they're keeping the second day yom tov only because of suffix. Because after Rabbi Yechon and Zaka Sakana, you're allowed to accept Edim any time during the day. So either the first day or the second day is Yom Tov, but not both. But after the Beis Mikdash is rebuilt, they're going to have to redo the Sakana of only until Mincha, because otherwise you're going to have a problem with the Levim and the Shir. So therefore, you're going to have time when Beis Din has to keep 2 days, and when it's considered a Vaday, that they're keeping the 2 days, and it's not and then it's considered Yom Arichta, people are not going to realize that distinction. So because of that, we have to continue to ask for the egg. When Mashiach comes, then we're going to go, like this, we have to, let's review what happened. Originally, they had Edus HaChodesh all day. When they did that, then it meant that there's no such thing in the place of the Beis Din as a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. Either the 1 day is Rosh Hashanah or the next day is Rosh Hashanah, and that's that. Eventually, you have this Niskalkul Alvim Bashir. Then you had, because of that, you have the Takana that we accept Edim only Adam Mincha. So now, if the Edim come after Mincha, what we say is we still continue to keep that day Kodesh, but now it's only the next day that really is the first day of Tishrei, and that's the one that Halacha is considered. So therefore, in effect, what we have is we're required that the Chachamim made a Takana that we're keeping those 2 days back to back as Yom Tov. The first one because we kept it most of it in Kedusha, and therefore we continue, and the second one because that is the actual first day of Tishrei. After the Churban, Rabbi Yechon and Zaka changed it to the way it was. So now we're discussing the question, well, does that mean that we go back to that 1 day is Vaday and the other day is Suffer? So Rav Ada and Rav Shalman are saying, sure, the second day is a Suffolk nowadays. But when Mashiach comes, it's going to go back to being a Vaday, because you're going to have the same Takana is going to be in effect again, that we only accept Edim until Mincha. So therefore, now, So what do you have then? You're going to have nowadays, when the Bais HaMikdash is destroyed, we're keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. When Mashiach comes, sometimes also we're going to be keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And people are not going to realize the distinction between that. In one case, it's because of Safek, and the other case, it's because of Vaday.
I'm saying that I'm kind of moved that when Mashiach comes, you can have all their family, everyone's going to be there.
Ah, so
it's
going to
be people there.
Hold on. Hang on. Yeah. So the loyadi, they're stuck and shtei kedusha, saying mashtek kedusha achasi. They're not going to realize the distinction that yes, that last year it was two kedushas because it was 1 day vade and 1 day suffet, and now it's one kedusha, and therefore the egg is also. They're not going to realize that. So the question is, yihachi edus nami lo nekabel. By that logic, we shouldn't be accepting edus achodesh
all day
because my time in meheri bana Bais HaMikdash v'yemur shtakad mila kibalnu edus achodesh kolay yom kolay. When the Bais HaMikdash is rebuilt, they're going to think, look, last year we were allowed to accept edus achodesh all day hashanami nekabel, and now we should also be able to. So the Gemara says hachi hashan. What kind of comparison is that? Hosam edus mesura lebeistin. Edus is specifically up to the Beis Din. The Beis Din, we can expect them to know what's going on over here. There's a distinction between how it was previously and how it was now, and they're not going to get confused. Beitza la kol mesura. The egg is in everybody's hands. Everybody has chickens. Everybody has eggs. So this answers your question. Yes, it's going to be tchias amesim. Yes, it's going to be, there's going to be great chachamim around. But the fact is, you have the portrait of Yid on the street, who has an egg in his hand, who has an egg available that his chicken laid yesterday, and he's not going to realize that distinction between why is it now we're keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah for one reason, and before we were keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah for a different reason, and he's not going to realize the distinction, he's going to end up eating it. Okay. Another answer is, Rava Amar after Takonas Rabbi Yechim and Zakava Elach Beit Sa'asura. Rava says, never mind all of that. Yes, okay, so far we had as follows. We had Rava saying that after Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai Takana, as long as that after the Churban, in other words, the egg that was laid on one day of Rosh Hashanah is Mutter on the second one. We had Rabbi Yosef say, because it's only a Suffolk. Rabbi Yosef says that no, because of the Dovash of Minyan, and you need Minyan Achal Atira, and there was never a vote to be Matter the egg. Rav Ada and Rav Shalman are saying it's Takana, that's a Gzeira, it's a Chamme, because you might get mixed up between what happens before Mashiach comes and after Mashiach comes. Now, Rava says another thing, Rava Amma, after Takana, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai Be'elach, Beit Sa'asura. Actually, even after Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's Takana, the egg is still Asur for a different reason. Miloy Moide Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Shein Bo Edim and Amincho Lamaila. Wouldn't Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai himself agree that if Edim do come after mincha time, shenegin oisa yom kodesh or lamachav kodesh, that we still continue to keep that day as kodesh and the next one. In other words, yes, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made a takana that we're allowed to accept edus hakodesh all day because now there's nothing to worry about as far as the niskalkul alavim bashir. Nevertheless, that was only that. Nevertheless, he still kept the part of the takana in place that if the edim come after mincha, that shenegin oisa yom kodesh or lamachav kodesh, that we do treat. We do that then what we do is we count. So Rashi explains, then what we do is we if the Edim come after Mincha, what we do is, instead of up till now, we were talking about what happens if there's a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, then the 2 days are the 30th of Elul and the 1st of Tishrei. Only the second day is the 1st of Tishrei, which we count the other Yom Tovim from. Now, Rava is saying that no. What Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said is as follows. If Edim come after Mincha, sure, we're gonna be able to accept them because the fact is we don't have a korban and we don't have shir shoyim to worry about. Nevertheless, though, if they come after mincha, what we do is we consider that day was the first day of Tishrei and the next one is the second of Tishrei, which is how we do it now when we have Rosh Hashanah. You notice.
And the second day.
So even though the first day we know Vada is Yom Tov because Edim did come. Because Edim did come in the end, but because they came mina mincha lamaila, that part of the takana, that neigin osa yom kodesh or lamacha kodesh, is still going to be in effect. But instead of being the 30th of Elul and the 1st of Tishrei, it's going to be the 1st of Tishrei and the 2nd of Tishrei, which is how we do it nowadays, which is what we do. The fact that we have in our calendars the Rosh Hashanah is the 1st and the 2nd of Tishrei is based on what Rava is saying over here. So that's a different reason to say that the egg should be also anyway. All it is Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's Takana shifted things, so instead of being 30th and 1st, it makes it 1st and 2nd. Okay, Tosfos asks where exactly we're getting that from, and Tosfos brings an explanation, a girsa, and an explanation of Rabbeinu Hananel, who understands the Gemara over here differently, that we're talking about, let's say, if Edim only come right before the end of the day, and we don't have time to listen to their Edus, but there's still time to do a little bit in the Melacha, and we still don't do it, so we see that we keep it as 2 days of Kedusha, but then Tosfos says we can still fa'end for what Rashi is saying. So in other words, Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh is saying before that when we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's still one Kedusha like we did. In other words, even though now we're accepting Eidos the whole day, nevertheless, when we have 2 days of Yom Tov, it's still considered Kedusha Achas like it was originally. So Rabbi says, the bottom line is the halacha is like these three things that Rab said, the ones where he's makel and the ones where he's machmir. So the one about the egg that was laid on when Shabbos and Yom Tov are back to back, and Rav said the egg that was laid on one is also on the other. The halacha is like Rav and that, not like Rabbi Yechonon who's Mekel. With the two days of other Yom Tovim, which we have Rav being Mekel and Rav Asi being Machmir, then the halacha is also like Rav, so it's considered Sfeika D'Yoyma, and therefore the egg that was laid on one is Mutter on the other. And here we have, as far as the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, where Rav is saying that they're considered Kedusha Achas, not less. So I guess the reason why Rava needed to paskin is because we had Rava, so we had Rava saying that, the egg after the Takona of Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh is Mutter, so therefore we need to be told that no, like all the other Amiroyim who give reasons why it should still remain Osir, that's how it is. If Zakeh is Osir, if it was laid on one day of Rosh Hashanah, then it's also on the second one.
Then you have to have in case someone doesn't have a new fruit, or the Batkei doesn't have a new wagon, there's allowed to make a Shechiyonah.
You can still make a Shechiyonah, right, because ultimately it was that. Well, no. If we said that it's considered like Yom HaRichta, then they shouldn't be. But the Maskana was saying that there's still a degree of Suffolk in it, and therefore you can say Shechiyonah like you do on any other 2 day Yom Tov, but nevertheless, it's better to have a pre-Chodesh. So again, based on what we're saying over here, that Noigan Oisayim Kodesh Alamacha Kodesh, it comes out what we were saying before, that Bnei Eretz Yisrael should also be doing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which again, we said before, that's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishonim. And as we said, in the times of the Rishonim, there was still a machloikus about that, and you had Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and then in times of the Rishonim, in the times of the early Rishonim, was still doing only 1 day of Rosh Hashanah until actually it says Reb Hai Goin, for example. So it's interesting. What one thing that's brought in that connection is they asked a Shaila to Reb Hai Goin, is that correct? Should we be keeping 1 day of Rosh Hashanah or 2 days? And he answers them, you should keep Minig HaBaseichem. So what does he mean by Minig HaBaseichem? That itself became part of the machloikus among the Rishonim. Him. Does he mean in the past you guys were doing 1 day, therefore you can continue to do 1 day? Or does he mean that Abiseichem, back in the time of the Beis Mikdash, were keeping 2 days, and therefore you have to keep 2 days? So that became part of the Machlokas as well. And again, as the Baal Amara says, for a long time they were in fact keeping 1 day until the Chachmei Provincia came and then made them start keeping 2 days. And that's how it is nowadays, that even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is 2 days.
Which day was
Dali Kill?
Perfect?
Which day?